It's time now for Heart to Heart, brought to you by Zunich Advisory Services. Here's Jackie LeBeau.
Good morning, everybody. This has been a hectic morning for me. I was running a little late getting in here. But believe it or not, after 34 years of marriage, we have to find our marriage certificate and prove that we're married for health insurance purposes. I'm thinking, who would have thought when we got married all those years ago that you would need to have that as proof that you're married so that you can get health insurance? But that's what's going on these days. And so there we are. So now we'll have that. You know, we should have had that all along. I think about all these gorgeous certificates and things that our grandparents had, and they were so pretty. And so we'll have ours, and I doubt that we'll frame it, but we have it if we ever need it again. But this morning, now that I'm here and I'm on track, I have a very special guest with us this morning, another gentleman that I met when I was out in Cleveland at that advanced class. And I invite you all to join in the conversation this morning. We'll be taking your questions as well as doing some live mini readings on air this morning. So the call-in number is 717-637-0052. Again, that's 717-637-0052. And my guest is Jeff Barnes. And Jeff is a very gifted medium, psychic, and healer. He's also a certified Reiki master and uses his intuitive insights to help people with health issues. He is also certified in hypnotherapy by the National Association of Transpersonal Hypnotherapy. Excuse me. And when working as a healer, Jeff connects to the angels as well as your healing guides and past loved ones. Jeff can often be seen at Lilydale, the spiritual center in New York, where he is a guest medium. So, welcome, Jeff.
How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good this morning. So, so you're just back from Lilydale again, aren't you?
Well, actually, I'm going up this week.
Oh, okay. You're headed back up there.
Yes, I have a couple trips to make this year. But yes, I'll be there, excuse me, this Thursday. Thursday through the following Thursday.
Oh, wonderful. So you're taking more classes.
I'm taking some more classes, some more certifications. There's Lisa Williams is going to be teaching, which is phenomenal. I don't know if you've ever seen her, but she's had her own television show. She's from Britain.
Well, actually, I am one of Lisa's graduates.
And really?
And Jeff, you probably don't know, but when she was having mediums on her site, I was one of the mediums that she was referring to. Yes, so yes, I'm very familiar with Lisa. She's lovely.
I do love her. And they're also offering some healing courses for phase one of standing in the light. And it's a process you have to go through in order to work in their healing temple, even though I'm a Reiki master. So.
Oh, okay. And that's interesting, standing in the light, because that's so similar to your website.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Lightfromspirit.com, because I do feel like I work with light energy from spirit when I'm working on doing Reiki. And it's sort of a segue, I would think, to just regular healing. It's working with the energies in your bodies and getting them moving. And you're connected to all kinds of information, as you well know, when you're doing things like that.
Yeah, it's like once you sort of connect in there, it sort of like floods in. So that's interesting. All right, so we will definitely, towards the end, we'll give everybody information about your website and your email and how to get in touch with you. But let's talk about how this all started for you, because I know that you were one of those children that just did things that sort of like amazed your parents, and they were like, you know, almost like in disbelief.
Well, yes, my mother still talks about certain things to this day. It's more or less, you know, you just, all I can say, you just do them. And as a kid, you don't think about what
right,
it means.
Right, it's just what it comes out of your mouth. You just say it.
Exactly. And to be honest with you, that's what happens still today. A lot of times you'll say things and it's like, it's just like the universe is speaking to you, or your guides are speaking to you, and you just do it. And I think that's the key to a lot of people today when they're opening up. They just, they just, I guess, don't believe that there is more. And sometimes we're so busy with our daily lives, but they have to listen to their own intuition, you know?
Right, right. And I'm sure for a lot of them, too, it's like, you know, a lot of people do that where they just say something and then they'll think, oh, well, why did I say that?
Exactly. And that's why I have a lot of fun, to be honest with you. I like to see other people or help other people along their path because I've met a couple people just recently in Lilydale about a month ago. And the one woman, because I'm not mentioning her name, she was 58 years old, and she said, she did this and she did that in her past. And I said, well, after a while, so they weren't coincidences. And she starts laughing. I said, the things that you are calling coincidence are not coincidences. So it's just more or less listening to what's going on around you and acting on it and saying it.
Yeah, I agree with you, Jeff. And it's sometimes so simple, but people think it has to be so much more complicated. You know, they're waiting for the lightning bolt.
Exactly. You hit the nail on the head. A lot of people and it's just connecting into your own intuition. One woman, she was saying, oh, my God, I got chills in my stomach. I said, that's your intuition. It's your gut feeling speaking to you. And she started laughing. She never realized what that was.
Right.
So I think that's why the listeners out there, too, have to realize that it's just acting on your intuition. When you get that feeling to turn left instead of right, do it.
Yeah, and we all get that stuff all the time, you know. It's so interesting. But some people, it's a personality thing, too, because some people just need to get hit over the head. I mean, my dad used to always say that to me. He said, you always have to learn things the hard way. And it's true, because some people just don't take it easy. But when you start to open up to that, like you said, you just get like a feeling like, well, maybe I should go that way. Well, then do it.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's why it's just connecting with your own gut feelings.
So,
higher consciousness, as we call it.
Yeah. But when you were little, like, you had, like, premonitions, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah. That would be a little startling for, you know, adults.
Well, I wasn't given, like, details. Like, I was just said, I wanted to see so-and-so. Well, so-and-so was sort of in an accident, so to speak.
Okay.
Like a family member, and that we weren't really that close to. And my mother still recalls that story very well. And we weren't, like I said, close to this family member, but I kept saying, I wanted to see him all day long. My mother kept saying, well, we'll wait and see when your father gets home. So when my father comes home, he found out that he was in an accident. So that sort of unnerves my mother, but...
Yeah, she's like, well, you were definitely getting something about that person. But yet your mom, your family was very open to spiritual things, weren't they?
Yes. Actually, my grandmother had spirits protect her during some risky incidences. And she always felt that it was her mother-in-law, whom she never met. So... I do believe that our family members come in and protect us and guide us. I see nothing wrong with that because I think, it's nice to believe or think that our family loved ones are there for us continuously.
Right, and I love that you mentioned too, Jeff, that she had not met that person in life.
Oh, no. No, she had not met her, but still, a lot of people believe just because you haven't met a family member that has passed on, that they're not around, but they are.
Right, and that's why I was glad that you brought that up, because a lot of times, you know, when we're doing readings, somebody will come in that the person doesn't know.
Exactly.
Because they didn't meet even when they were little, and they're wondering why that person would come in. But just like you said, I mean, they can be acting as a guardian for them, and they can be bringing messages as well because they're still connected to that person through the family connection.
Exactly. You're 100% right, and I've had that happen with people. Even for myself, one grandfather, he passed on like 11 or 16 years before I was even born, and I've had mediums say, well, you know he's there, and it's like, oh. You don't think of them, like you said.
Yeah. You don't think of them. Sometimes, you know, how we're giving people names and they don't recognize the name, and then they'll come back later and say, well, yeah, but that was so-and-so and I didn't know them.
It doesn't matter. As you and I well know, it doesn't matter. They're still, you know, your souls have connections.
Yeah, and I love that your mom felt very clearly that she was getting protected and she could sort of recognize where that was coming from.
Oh, yeah. So my grandmother and her sisters, they did different things as far as communications, and then their mother also.
Well, what kinds of things did they do? Do you remember?
Yes, one of the things that was interesting, there's a Victorian thing called table tipping, and they had done that for spirit communication.
You know, I had read about, you know, I'd read that phrase table tipping, and I knew it was back in the Victorian time, and but I don't know much about that. What did that involve? Do you know?
Yes, it is where the energy of spirits come in, and they actually will make a table move, and you can ask questions.
Okay, all right. So it's like that energy of the spirit from them, I guess, putting their hands on the table, you know, actually makes, you know, the table shift.
Correct.
So once again, their spirit is coming in as a way of just saying, we're here. You know, we want to be part of your lives and help you. And it's showing that they're around.
Correct. And I think, again, we are so busy in our daily lives, we ignore things. And the spirits are there. And you will, believe it or not, have things in your house move and things of that nature. They want to get your attention. And not in a negative way. They're just letting you know they're there, especially
right.
Your loved ones.
Right. And that's so true. I have to tell you, I had a client who I'm reading for her, and her husband had passed away, and she had, you know, two teenage daughters. And all of a sudden, I just got this thing about the garage. I said, what's with the garage door? And she says, oh, my gosh, don't you love that, Jeff, when they do that? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And she said, the garage door keeps going up. She said, like, it could be in the middle of the night or I'll come home and it's up. And she said, I'm always blaming the girls. And I said, well, I said, you can stop blaming the girls. She says, well, they say they don't do it. I said, they don't do it. I said, it's your husband, because he plays with the electricity, which is another thing spirit does. You know, whether it's, you know, light bulbs or turning lights on or on, or stereo on and on. And he was getting their attention in a big way by opening the door.
Exactly. I've had a couple of instances. Someone I used to work with, I said to her, what's with the door? I said, she goes, oh, my God, just like you said, I call that a V8 moment. And they hit, you know, the can hits them on the head. And then she said, oh, my God, when my grandfather died, the handle started shaking, just like you said. So
yeah,
they do that. And I've had another woman, something would fly off her clock. I said, what are these peacocks? I said, she says, oh, my God, they come off the clock. They're attached to my clock, and they fall off in the middle of the room. So, and I said, well, that's your mother. She's just letting you know that she's around.
Right, and I love that because, you know, a lot of times people will, something like that happens, and their first thought goes to something negative.
I know. I was going to say the same
thing. Right. Their first thought is, oh, well, there's something evil, something's wrong, something's negative. And a lot of times it's just a loved one saying hello.
Exactly. And I'm so glad you said that because I was going to say it myself. And like I said, it's not a bad thing to think that your loved ones are around, just to let you know that they're still there helping, guiding, and protecting.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I'm glad we covered that because I get that a lot. And people will be like, well, this really eerie thing happens. And then they'll describe something pretty benign, you know, like you said, like something falls off the clock. And I'm thinking, well, no, that's not so eerie. That's not so horrible. That's just a hello.
Yes, yes. And, yeah, there's no reason to take things to the negative. I think it's because we sometimes fight to think, oh, that can't happen. That can't be. Why can't it be?
Yeah, I agree with you, Jeff. We're always looking for the reason why that's not what we saw. That's not what we heard. That's not, you know, what it seems to be, because for some reason, I think part of it's because, you know, we grew up in an environment where, you know, we were always told that was our imagination or something else. And so we sort of have internalized that.
Exactly. Exactly. And I just, we negate stuff so easily, and why don't we turn to the positive thoughts? Like, wow, isn't it awesome that Uncle Joe still comes around?
Yeah.
You know, I remember him as a kid, and it's, you know, I think positive reinforcement just makes our lives grow.
Yeah. Well, we'll be right back with more positive stuff, but we're going to take a quick commercial break right now.
This portion of Heart to Heart is being brought to you by Zunick Advisory Services. Our racing report and real country radar weather coming up after this.
Okay, everybody, we're back, and my guest this morning is the very gifted and talented Jeff Barnes, a medium, psychic, and healer. And we've been talking about some of the ways that spirit says hello, you know, and that sometimes people get like a little taken back or almost a little scared about that. How about, Jeff?
That's true. And I know we briefly talked about, between you and I, about the fear factor.
Yeah.
And when you really, not to get so deep into ancient history, so to speak, but one of the universal laws, they say fear is an inhibitor. It prevents you from basically moving forward. So in anything in life.
Absolutely. I mean, we're not just talking about the spiritual. Think about people who are afraid to talk in public, you know, and then they don't do it and it holds them back.
I know, and it's just fear of spirit, fear of things like that. And really, I keep saying lately, you need to step outside yourself. You know, we have to push ourselves in a sense. And because once you do it, doors start opening. You start meeting people all over the place, and it just doors of possibilities.
Yeah, I like that. It's sort of a different take on step outside the box. It's step outside yourself.
It's true. I mean, I do it myself. I'm just as guilty because I'm human.
Yeah, sure.
But it's an inhibitor, fear. And really, the spirit world speaks to people all the time.
Yeah, and I agree with you, Jeff, because there are things that you're just not comfortable with. You haven't done it before, so you're hesitant to try it.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just got to take the plunge. Because nobody's like an expert at things the first time they try things. Think about all these, you know, wonderful musicians. I mean, they didn't like pick up a guitar and know how to play, you know. So
like Mozart.
yeah, it's all learning. Well, there's a couple, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Few exceptions.
There's a few exceptions. A few exceptions of these prodigies. In fact,
exactly.
I saw a video just recently of this 12-year-old little boy playing jazz, which was incredible. And I looked at my husband, and he looked at me, and I said, all right, that is some musician reincarnated. Oh, my gosh. It was, I mean, he was 12. You should have seen this kid on the guitar. It was unbelievable. So, I mean, that's the first thing my husband said. How can you play like that when you're 12 years old? I said, because you've been doing this for more than one lifetime.
B.B. King's child, is it?
yeah, absolutely. So I'm glad that you brought that up because, you know, just put away, you know, that little bit of nervousness about things and just say, okay, well, maybe that's what that is. You don't have to accept it whole hog if you're not up to that point, but say, okay, that's a possibility. And then go with that a little bit. And every time you do that, you're opening yourself up a little more, and a little more starts coming in.
Exactly. And that's really our ego, because it's just like a child. When we learn to walk, we fall down, we get back up, and we keep going.
Right, right.
Life experiences.
Yeah, we don't say, I'm not walking because I might fall.
Exactly. And that's a prime example of a fear inhibitor. And, you know, everybody's going to stumble. It's just, you know, we just get back up and keep going.
Yeah, and it is just part of what it is to be human. That's part
exactly.
of what we do.
Learning.
So now, Jeff, I know in your work as a healer and also as a medium, you get a lot of help with angels, don't you?
Yes, I ask.
And I love that you said that, because we always say that we have had angel communicators here as well, and that's the first thing they always say. You have to ask for help from the angels.
Exactly. They are there in my perspective and from my background and upbringing and education. I would say that angels have been created to be our assistants. They are there and eager and waiting to help. So one of the tips that I suggest, and I know you were talking about it, you use it, is that if you're even looking for a parking spot, ask your angels to come and help me find a parking spot close to XYZ, and they usually do.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up, because I told you, I said, like, I'm sort of infamous in my family. Like, they always say, let's go with Jack because she has the best parking angels. And, you know, the other thing that I always do, and I think it helps as well, it's like I always tell my parking angels where I'm going to go, and I always say it'd be nice to get a really good spot. You know, help me find a spot. I always say close to the door. And then, you know, it just always comes. And then when I get it, the first thing out of my mouth is, thank you, angels.
Exactly. That's another thing. And I hate to tell you this, Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't own the rights to the parking angels, because I know other people that do the same thing. So.
Oh, I know. We all have them. And that's so true. And I'm so glad you said that, because it isn't just like they can help one person with one thing. They help all of us with everything. And
exactly.
they can be more than one place at a time. Because I always say, people who call on, say, Archangel Michael, and say, well, how can I call on him if you're calling on him, or somebody's calling on him over in Europe? And I said, because you can.
Exactly. And I've had a lot of people having the same experience as you have. I mean, and if you don't ask, you don't get, I say, in this world.
Yeah, and that's a good one. I like that, Jeff, because it is so true. It is so true. It takes so little to just ask.
Because it's something that's unseen, and so we forget about it. You know, it's not like the nose on our face. But if we ask for assistance in things in our life, and what does it cost you? A few seconds, you know, and
yeah.
It's building that trust. And as that trust becomes, and acknowledging the spirit world and angels, it's a trust level, and they will respond.
And, you know, I don't know about you, Jeff, but one of the biggest hurdles for me when I started, you know, getting more familiar with working with angels was I felt like I was asking for something so mundane, and there's so much more that people needed that was of greater need. How dare I ask for a parking space?
And let me tell you, you're very wrong in asking that, because a lot of us think that when we say
yeah.
things like that, that means that we're telling the universe that we're not worthy.
Right.
And that isn't good, because we are all worthy. That's why we're here.
And just, you know, recognizing that, you know, the angels are happy to do that. It's like they're not judging the value of what you're asking for compared
right.
to what somebody else needs. They're just there to help us with every little thing.
Exactly. 100% right. It's so funny, because I did a group reading not too long ago, and the one woman, she kept saying she was asking her daughter for everything, and someone said to her, you're going to ask her for everything. Did you get think she's getting tired of you asking? She goes, no. she still goes on, I'm sure, asking her daughter for help and assistance and everything.
Well, you know, I remember the first time I bumped into just that concept was when I was in college, and the gal in the room across the hall in the dorm, you know, was talking about, you know, what she, you know, it was, you know, midterms, and she was praying and asking for an A. And I remember thinking, well, isn't that like, is that sort of self-serving? You know, I was really, you know, taken back by that. And now I'm thinking, okay, there wasn't anything wrong with that. But at the time, you know, that was my little judgment coming up, that how dare she ask for an A.
Hang on, I think we lost
him. Oh, okay.
I heard the
you heard a click. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure Jeff will be back.
I'm sure. Yes. While we're waiting, we'll take a break, and we'll be back after this. You're listening to Heart, brought to you by Zunich Advisory Services.
Okay, we're back, and Jeff is back on the line. You know how we were just telling all you guys about how Spirit does that thing with the electricity? Well, I think Jeff and I got disconnected as well. But you're back, right, Jeff?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, all right. So, my gosh, I even lost my train of thought.
Sorry.
But I did want, the other thing I wanted you to tell people about, I love your website, you
Thanks.
Know, with the light. And I want to talk a little bit about what you do in healing.
Actually, like I said earlier, I do. I am certified in Reiki, Yasui Reiki. But ironically, I always say it's a springboard to other things. So I use basically energy in the bodies and dealing with Reiki is it's very interesting, actually. You feel what they call chakras in the body. And intuitively, guides come in, and I put my hands to the areas that people say, how did you know I have problems there? And I'm like, I don't know. Yeah. You know, I just go with the flow, and I always ask for assistance, usually from Archangel Raphael, which is the healing angel.
Right.
So I just go with the flow. I hate to say it. It's just you're in the zone, so to speak. I don't think about myself because it isn't about me. And I won't touch somebody unless, you know, if I've had a bad day or something like that, or I'm in a hurry, I basically sort of, again, step outside myself. I just work on giving them what they needed. And just more or less getting the flow of the energy on the bodies. I've had some very interesting experiences lately. And all I can say, it's fascinating what the soul does in the human body. It's just so fascinating. It's a constant amazement. And it's just it's unreal because you are working with people's souls and their energy and their bodies, but it's fascinating. It's always a learning experience.
Yeah. Well, we don't have time to talk about that this morning, but that would be interesting, Jeff. Maybe you'll have to come back and talk to us about some of your experiences and working with the soul when you're doing healing work for people.
Anytime.
Okay. All right. Now, before we run out of time, I want to make sure people know how to get in touch with you.
Well, I have a website called lightfromspirit.com. My email address is info@lightfromspirit.com. And my phone number is 443-934-8668. So I am on the web, and I am right in Baltimore. I think I'm about an hour from you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Baltimore is very much in our market.
Yeah, and I will be teaching a class that I'm putting together again. I taught one at a community college, and I'm changing it, doing different things. And I've had a couple people bug me about, when are you going to teach some things? And I was like, okay, so I'm working on that. So if anybody's interested, you can contact me for any information. And that's pretty much me in a nutshell.
Okay. All right. And then I will have your show up on my website, and that'll also include your website so people can get in touch with you as well. So, all right. Wonderful, Jeff. Well, this has just been so much fun and so fascinating. I love all the different things that we touched on today, and I'm hoping everybody goes out there and starts working with their angels a little bit. Try that parking spot thing.
Yes.
It really works.
Yes, and another thing is, too, Jackie, we all learn from each other. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's fun to, when we started exchanging different experiences, we still learn, even as mediums and psychics.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I've learned so much from, you know, fellow mediums. It's incredible. So, all right. Well, Jeff, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
This portion of Heart to Heart has been brought to you by Zunic Advisory Services. Heart to Heart is being brought to you by Zunic Advisory Services.
Okay, everybody. Well, that was wonderful. That was Jeff Barnes, and he's a local guy for us in the Baltimore area, so I hope some of you contact him. He was just so much fun to talk to this morning, and I love all the practical things like that he and I could tell you about parking angels and all that good stuff. So next week, I have a guest, Mary Ellen Dewis, who's going to be joining us. And as a healing arts practitioner with 20-plus years of experience, as a licensed massage therapist, certified hypnotherapist, and universal healing Tao Fu instructor, Mary Ellen blends Eastern and Western healing techniques into a user-friendly format, providing valuable tools which can be used to heal the body, mind, and spirit using breath and movement, massage therapy, meditation, and hypnosis. So again, that sounds like we're going to get lots of good tips, things that we can do now. and things that can help us move forward with a great healed body and mind. So, everybody, again, just reminding you, if you want to get in touch with me, you can always call my office at 717-968-5289. I'm also on the web at JackieLebeau.com. That's JACQUILEBEAU.com. And I'm available. I have offices in Hanover and York. And I also come out to your home to do group readings. So they're a lot of fun, too. Have another one of those this weekend, almost every weekend. But they're just so much fun, and people really enjoy hooking up with their loved ones as well as friends that have passed. So I'm looking forward to seeing you all next Tuesday. Have a great week, and I'll see you then.